Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to take your source material and, well, really dig into it, aiming for genuine understanding. Today, we're skipping the red carpets and focusing on the real nuts and bolts of the media industry, the essential technical roles. And our mission for you is to get a really solid grasp, quickly, not just a list of job titles and film, games, web set, but to understand why they matter, how they fit, you know, production versus post-production, and how crucial they are for ending up with something, well, good, high quality.
Exactly. And I think the core idea from the sources, right from the start, is this split based on timing, production, and post-production. It doesn't really matter if you're shooting a movie or coding a game engine. You need technical skills during the creation part, and then again during the, let's say, assembly and finishing part. That division is key.
Okay, right. So let's start with production then. And visual. Film seems like the obvious place. The camera operator, we all sort of know they point the camera, but what makes it a highly technical job? What separates them from, say, me with my phone?
Well, quite a bit. It's interesting because it's less about the artistic choice that usually comes from the director of photography, the DOP. The operator's job is more about technical execution under pressure. Things like pulling focus perfectly, adjusting the aperture, keeping the framing precise.
Yeah.
Often while the camera itself is moving quite dramatically.
Gotcha. So they're taking the DOP's vision and making it technically happen. Sharp image, correct exposure, even if the shot is complex. What kind of gear are we talking about that needs this physical skill?
The sources mentioned a few key things. Sure, a tripod is basic, but the real skill shows up with movement, like using a track and dolly. That's for those super smooth, controlled movements across a space. Needs precision. Or the complete opposite, getting a stable handheld shot. That takes, you know, serious core strength and control. It looks easy, but it's really not.
Sounds incredibly physical, which makes the next role you mentioned, the grip, seem really important, more than just moving stuff around, I hope.
Oh, absolutely. Calling a grip just someone who moves equipment is, well, it really undersells the technical skill. Grips are specialists in rigging. It involves complex safety calculations, understanding weight, making sure tracks, dollies, even cranes are set up perfectly and safely. They basically ensure the camera can move the way the DDP or operator wants it to, smoothly and crucially repeatably. Consistency is key in film.
Okay, so it's a real team effort there, a technical dance. All right, let's shift from visuals to sound, because you mentioned this production versus post-production split is really clear here.
Yes, very clear. This is where we see the difference between the audio technician and the sound editor. The audio technician, sometimes called the sound mixer or boom operator, works during production. On set, their main technical job, microphone setup, placement, getting that raw sound recorded cleanly right there and then.
So they're battling background noise, making sure mics aren't seen, dialogue is clear. If they mess up, that sound is kind of lost, right?
Pretty much. Especially dialogue recorded on location. That's the source audio. If it's unusable, maybe there was a plane overhead or clothing rustle. Then the sound editor, who works entirely in post-production, has a huge headache. And often an expensive one.
Ah, okay. So the sound editor comes in later. What do they do technically?
They shave the sound. They take the raw recordings, clean them up, using software, maybe removing hums or clicks. They add sound effects that's Foley, like footsteps, doors closing. Or they might even have to replace dialogue using ADR, automated dialogue replacement. It's a whole different skill set.
Right. So we've captured the visuals, captured the sound. Now someone has to put it all together. This brings us to the video editor, deep in post-production.
Yes, the video editor. They're kind of the technical linchpin of post. And they face this huge challenge. Footage is almost always shot out of order. You know, the director might shoot all the scenes in one location first, regardless of where they appear in the story. The editor gets this massive jumble.
This is where it gets really fascinating for me. People call the editor the final writer. Their technical choices, where to cut, how long a shot lasts that shapes the whole feel, the rhythm, doesn't that give them enormous creative influence? Almost overrides the director sometimes.
It's a huge influence, definitely. But it's a collaboration. The editor's technical skill has to serve the story and the director's vision. Their responsibilities are pretty concrete. Go through all the footage, pick the absolute best take for each moment, maybe out of 10 tries. Hmm. Then use complex editing software to assemble those shots into the correct narrative order. It's painstaking. And yeah, they work incredibly closely with the director on the final cut. The director guides. But the editor's technical mastery of pacing, continuity, that makes or breaks whether the vision works on screen.
Okay, so for film, it's clear these technical roles are about hardware, timing, narrative construction. Now let's broaden out. The sources also talk about interactive media, games, and web. Here, technical roles aren't just capturing reality, they're literally building it. Let's start with the game's programmer.
Right. And connecting this to the bigger theme, these roles are all about defining the rules of an environment. The game's programmer, or developer, their main technical task is writing the computer code. This code is everything. It dictates what you see on screen, the game's internal logic, and, crucially, how you as the player interact with that digital world.
And modern games are massive. It's not just one person coding anymore, is it? What kind of technical specialisms do you see in game programming?
Oh, absolutely. Specialization is essential. The sources highlight things like artificial intelligence programming. That's the code controlling the non-player characters, the enemies, the allies, making them react smartly to the player and the world. Super complex logic. Then you've got physics programmers. They handle gravity, how things bounce, collide, break apart, making the world feel physically believable.
Wow. So it's not just writing code, it's managing huge code bases, dealing with performance, making sure it runs smoothly on different machines.
Exactly. Optimization is a constant battle. You can have amazing art, but if the code underneath is clunky, the game feels terrible to play. Yeah. Lag, low frame rates, that ruins it.
Right. Technical performance is user experience there. Okay. So if the games programmer builds interactive worlds, what about the web developer? Probably the technical role that affects almost everyone listening.
Yeah, absolutely ubiquitous. The web developer is the architect of, well, the web we use every day. Their core job is writing code for websites. But that immediately splits into two key technical areas, front end and back end.
Okay, explain that split. Why two different kinds of web developer?
So the front end developer deals with what you see and interact with in your browser. The layout, the buttons, how it looks on your phone versus your desktop. They use languages like HTML, CSS, JavaScript. Their focus is the user experience, the visual part, making it work smoothly on the client side, your device. The back-end developer, though, they work on the server side, the hidden machinery, databases, security, making the website talk to other systems. Their technical world is about managing data, ensuring the site can handle maybe millions of users, keeping it secure and running efficiently behind the scenes. You need both.
Got it. Two sides of the same coin for a functioning website. Okay, so we've covered six key technical roles: camera operator, video editor, audio technician, sound editor, games programmer, and web developer. Let's synthesize this. What's the big takeaway for you, the listener, about their overall significance? Why are these roles so important?
Well, the sources really point to three criteria that define their significance beyond just the job description. First, it's about having a really clear understanding and, frankly, a high level of skill in their specific technical area. Adequacy isn't enough. They need expertise.
Right. You can't just be okay at focusing a camera or writing secure code.
Exactly. Which leads to the second point. They are essential contributors. They aren't optional extras. The project literally cannot happen without their technical input. You know, if the video editor doesn't deliver, there's no film. If the back-end developer messes up security, the website is vulnerable. Their contribution is fundamental.
Okay. Makes sense. Expertise, essential contribution. What's the third?
Interdependence. This is maybe the most crucial part. Their coordination, how they work together, is absolutely vital for a high-quality result. Technical skill alone doesn't cut it. Think about it. The games programmer needs good art assets to make the game look right. The video editor needs usable footage from the camera operator. The output from one technical role directly enables, or limits, the next person in the chain. And maybe this raises a final thought, something for you to chew on. As technology like AI gets better at doing some of the, let's say, grunt work, maybe automatically logging footage or suggesting basic code for physics, how does the human technical role change? Does the expert, like the editor or programmer, shift from being a hands-on builder to more of a quality control director, someone whose main job is setting the highest standards, ensuring technical integrity and taste, rather than doing every single step?
That's a really interesting question. The definition of technical expertise itself might be evolving. It really highlights why that foundational technical understanding is so critical, no matter the tool, whether it's a DALL-E or deep learning.
Well, thank you for sharing the sources and diving deep with us today.
My pleasure. Keep looking at those connections. It's always the technical details under the surface that make or break creative work.
We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.